the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Time for another fired up Bible study on tonight. Amen. Just waiting for everybody, some people to get on so they'll know that I'm on. That's why I always try to start on time. I always try to check in about a minute or two to get people ready. Amen. To go ahead and get ready to tune in. Amen. I pray that everybody had a blessed Wednesday. Amen. And so far that for school and for work, and God has kept you all the day long. Amen. God bless. Amen. I got two ladies came in just about at the same time. Amen. My beautiful wife, my queen. Amen. Soon to be of 25 years on August the 21st. Amen. And a mighty woman of God, Sister Sherry Carter Patterson. Amen. Amen. Hello. 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 Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. It's just like in the Bible, when Jesus came from the grave, boy, the ladies were there first. I can't never get a dude to get on first. Ladies just, now Elder Price wants to get on now. Right after the lady, yeah, normally it'd be number ladies on here for a minute before the guys check in. Thank you, mighty man of God, for tuning in, but you were still a minute or two late. Amen. These ladies be beating your brothers to the punch every week. Amen. Just like ladies running to the tomb after when Jesus passed away. Amen. When he was gone and the ladies went there first. Amen. Hallelujah. God, love the ladies in the house of the Lord. They are awesome. They are awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. It's good to have good, strong women in the church. Amen. I thank God for each and every last one of you tuning in. Amen. We're going to go ahead with a word of prayer, then we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. Once again, thank God for my man, the mighty, excellent elders. I tease him. Price is on. Amen. Yes, I see Lady First. Yes, man. Hey, Queen Latifah. Remember that song, Ladies First? All right. But we're going to go ahead into a word of prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless your holy name, God. We thank you, Father God, for this Bible study on this evening, God. Use me, Heavenly Father, Lord, to teach this word. Anoint me, Heavenly Father, Lord, and I pray that the people of God that are tuning in to hear Heavenly Father, Lord, will just not hear me, but they will hear you speaking through me, Father God. They just will not see me. They will see you in me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Father God, this is all about you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cannot thank you enough. Where would we be if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord? Bless your holy name, God. We love you. We give you honor and glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. On tonight, amen. Well, before I get into what I'm talking about, I am Elder Dakota Radden. I am the assistant pastor under the leadership of the mighty, mighty woman of God, Pastor Tonetta Robinson from Restoration Community Outreach Ministries. Amen. Our bishop, amen, the big bad bishop, amen, Triple B, Bishop John Willie Robinson Jr. is our overseer, amen, pastor of Faith Deliverance in Newberry, South Carolina, amen. And speaking of that, one of his members is on right now, Sister Mayers, amen, from Faith Deliverance, amen. God bless you. Thank you, mighty woman of God, for tuning in on tonight, amen. Up in Newberry, amen, amen. Newberry is in the house, amen. So Bishop is the pastor of Faith Deliverance Outreach Ministries on Johnstone Street in Newberry, South Carolina. Amen. Bishop Andre Sexton is our prelay from Sierra Vista, Arizona, and his wife, Evangelist Sexton. May God continue to bless them and to keep them and to cover them. Amen. And bless Calvary's Rock in Jesus' holy name, God. I thank you all for tuning in on this Wednesday evening. I will be doing the Bible study on tonight. Amen. I want to talk about grace and mercy. Amen. Hallelujah, God. my thing is starting to say slow connection. Amen. If we're if we get disconnected, just hang in there and I'll be right back. I'll tune in or I'll try and sign in back as fast as I can. Amen. Because when you're doing this, you can't see yourself buffering. You can't see none of that type. You can't see if it freeze or anything like that. It's just, you know, but sometimes slow connection will come up. I don't know why, but it'll do that. Amen. Grace and mercy is what I want to talk about on tonight. Amen. So for one thing, we're all here because of that. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We can't thank God enough for all that he's done. Amen. If we were to sit back and look and say, where would we be if it had not been for the Lord, if it had not been for his mercy, if it had not been for his grace? Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Where would we be? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. There you go, talking about my phone, talking about Metro PCS. That's my wife, Metro T-Mobile. mercy and grace. Amen. Thank God for it. I've given my testimony several times, amen, about mercy and grace. And where would I be if it had not been for mercy and grace? Amen. you've heard me say it before. Sometimes it's good to reflect on where God have brought you from. Amen. It could have been from something years ago that you still remember if you want to give a testimony about it. Amen. But I've given a testimony about, I've always talked about when I was down in Bluff Estates back in 1989, how when I was 16 years old, my wife knows the story and probably people from my church, but there might be some people who never heard it. Amen. But me and a teenager, another friend of mine, just doing what teenage boys do down there, talking to girls and whatnot. For those of you that are familiar with Bluff Estates down there off of Bluff Road, down in that area, Bluff Estates, Eastway Park, Starlight, all of that. We were down in there just doing what we do, what teenage boys do. And some guy pulled up with a sawed-off shotgun, and he came out and asked me, was my name Brian? Now, I've always given that testimony about, you know, back then, especially long before I was saved, you know, I always joke about it and say, you know, even if my name was Brian, I would have told him it was something else without blinking an eye. You know, I had a sinful gift of lying like that if I needed to. At the time, I could think quick on my feet if that would have been the case. But he just asked, was my name Brian? And I said, no, it's not. And he got in the car and went back. And I always think about in this day and age where even if they think you're the person, they go ahead and start shooting. Right then and there, if that's their agenda, if they come out to shoot somebody, to kill somebody, they ain't asking no questions. Is your name whoever? If they figured it, no, that's him right there, and whatever the case may be and whatnot. And I thank God. I always said that I had a praying mother. I give God the glory and the praise also because I believe that's God's mercy. That's God's grace. Amen. Because I could have been dead at the age of 16 back in 1989. And of course, probably millions of other times about driving drunk and all of that type of stuff. It was by God's grace that I'm still here. Amen. Hallelujah. So I always give a test. I don't know what that guy looks like to this day. I don't know if he's alive or dead or in jail or whatever the case may be. He could be a mighty man of God preaching the gospel right now. I have no idea who he is. I just can't recall who he may be. And it is what it is. I'm 51 now, so that tells you how long ago that was. Like I said, that was 1989. But mercy and grace, where would you be right now for those of you that used to be on drugs, or those of you that was a heavy alcoholic, or those of you that used to sell dope, Elder Price, for those that used to do all those type of things and snorting cocaine and all of that, you could have easily had a drug overdose, all of that type of stuff. You could have been put in jail for the rest of your life and never hardly seen or heard from again. Amen. Those type of things. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, there's a mighty man of God on Brother Eric Scriven. Amen. Coming greetings from First Nazareth Baptist Church. Amen. God bless you, Brother Scriven. Amen. Him and his beautiful family. Hallelujah. God, went to school together with him as well back in the day. He's a little older than me. That was my ROTC commander. Amen. With his mean self back then. amen. I thank God for him tuning in. I always give shout outs to people who tune in. Amen. Because y'all could be doing anything else. And God bless each and every last one of you for tuning in. But God's grace, where will we be? Amen. If it weren't for that, for those of, like I said, we all have a past. Hallelujah, God. And God, well, like it says in the Bible, not many noble, not many wise, not many strong are called according. Hallelujah. Because God will make the things that are base, that are low, confound the wise, make people them who, man, oh my God. Excuse me. All of that being said, like the drug dealers, the prostitutes, the pimps, the hustlers, the players that was out there, God calls them and bring them out of the streets to preach his mighty word so we can go back out into the streets, because there's people out there, you don't know what I done been through. Oh, yeah, I do. I done been there and done that, depending on what your story may be. You can get somebody, drug dealers can get other drug dealers in and all of that type of stuff. I done heard some mighty testimonies over the years from who God have brought off the streets. Amen. Women that were selling their bodies and on dope, strung out. There's a brother named Ray Gilly. That cat said he used to be wide open up and down Prescott Street, high out of his mind. And now he's preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our brother Ray Gilly, a mighty man of God. Amen. I love hearing that brother preach. Amen. So I love hearing that testimony where God have brought you from. Never be ashamed of your past. God's grace and mercy. See, the definition of mercy is this, that the act of withholding deserved punishment. Amen. Who in here is not worthy of what they have? Hallelujah, God. Amen. I mean, unless we got some perfect Christians on the line tonight that say that they are deserving of everything that they got. Amen. And maybe somebody that say, I deserve everything that I got. Okay, so I guess you pray all the time and you worship all the time. Amen. You always bless your food before you eat it. You just never just dive right in from time to time. And whatnot. Every time when you wake up before your feet hit the floor, you give God praise and thanks for another day. Amen. Then maybe it's you are that perfect Christian, and I've been wanting to see one since I've been saved, and I haven't ran into one yet. It could be you. You're the one that never does anything wrong. Hallelujah, God. I know I don't deserve all the mercy that I get and the favor. Hallelujah, God. And I thank God for it. Amen. Because there's times where I don't do what I'm supposed to do. Amen. I don't pray like I'm supposed to pray. I don't worship like I'm supposed to worship. I don't fast like I'm supposed to fast from time to time. And yet, God is still yet blessing me with good health. I can see, I can hear, I can walk, I have a roof over me, I have a job, I can drive, I'm in good health, I'm in my right mind. And I thank God, that's blessings all by itself. Amen. They got songs out there. If you don't do anything else for me, you have done enough. Hallelujah. God bless your holy name, Jesus, because that's who God is. You got to humble yourself enough to know that you don't deserve the blessings that you get. Hallelujah, God, to wake you up every morning. And like I said, you forgot to bless your food. Or you didn't pray. How you think that going on a long trip somewhere and you didn't pray for God to get you there through traveling mercy? Amen. Grace, the act of giving unmerited favor. Because one thing about mercy in the Beatitudes, it'll say in Matthew 5 and 7, it says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. My God, how can you get mercy if you ain't merciful? Hallelujah, God. Remember, it's that one, I just talked about it maybe a month ago in the Bible about the parable about the unforgiving servant, so to speak. Remember, he owed some man a whole bunch of money and he was about to throw him in jail, and he fell on his knees and begged him for forgiveness. And the man said, okay, I forgive you and whatnot. And then that same one, somebody owed him some money, and he said, where's my money? And he said, he fell on his knees and said, please forgive me. And he grabbed him by his throat and said, give me my money. And he threw him in jail and all of that type of stuff. Then the word got back to the man that he owed money to. He said, no, wait a minute. I heard that somebody owed you money and you didn't. Don't forget, you owe me. And I showed you mercy. And yet you did this. You punished this person and you still owe me money. And whatnot. So he took that person and punished them and all that. It's a parable. And whatnot. He wasn't merciful at all. You know, and the nerve of you that's on here right now, you know, good and doggone well, you might owe somebody some money or whatever the case may be, and you haven't paid them yet. And don't let somebody owe you $10, and you all over them about your little $10 and whatnot. But yet you owe somebody some money. I mean, you know, come on now. You know, let's be real on this thing. Hallelujah, God. You got to show people some mercy. Amen. You got to show people some mercy. Hallelujah, God, because God has shown mercy towards you. Amen. You don't always do what you're supposed to do as a Christian. There's my favorite pastor tuning in. Amen. The mighty woman of God, Pastor Tonetta Robinson. That's my favorite pastor right there. Amen. God bless that woman. Hallelujah. God bless your holy name, God. You know, she got her hand is all bandaged up and wrist and all stuff like that. She had to have some minor surgery on it because she'd be knocking folks out. Amen. And she didn't hurt her wrist. Amen. But nevertheless... Nevertheless, that's my pastor. Amen. God bless her. Amen. A mighty woman of God there. You got to have that. It's like grace is the act of giving unmerited favor. You know what it says in Ephesians 2 and 8? Let's go there. In Ephesians 2 and 8, it says, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. We are living under grace right now. We're not. If we was under the Old Testament, the law, as I always say, how many of us would still be here right now? We wouldn't be living right now. A lot of us, several of us would be dead if we were living under Old Testament law. First of all, it's not too many people that's on here on tonight. that had children after they were married. Not too many. I can't say everybody because I don't know your story and whatnot. But there's a lot of people on here for the most. I just use that. Or you was out there laying up or having sexual relations with somebody before you got married. More than likely, that's people that's on this line. A lot of you on here and whatnot. Under the Old Testament, you would have been stoned to death if you would have had sex before marriage because they didn't play that foolishness back then. That's why we're under grace. It doesn't give you permission to do that, but it's God's grace to keep you around until you get married and until you give your life to Christ and give it right. I always just use that for instance, you know, because most of the time, you know, children is first and marriage is last. See, you meet somebody and you have all kind of sex with them and then the children come and then comes the marriage and whatnot. It's just backwards and whatnot. It's supposed to be the exact opposite. Children should be the last thing to come. Amen. After you meet somebody, you get to know them and you fall in love and then you get married and then you have relations and then it comes to children and all of that type of stuff. But for the most part, it don't go that way. I'm quite sure there's a few people out there that's doing it the right way, but a lot of times they don't. We are not under grace. We are under grace. We're not under the law. And thank God for that, because if we were under the law, my goodness, y'all have no idea. All you got to do is just read the Old Testament and see how they did things back then. You know, even women on your menstrual cycle and whatnot, it sucked to be you and whatnot. You couldn't do this. You couldn't do that and whatnot. Everything that you touched was considered unclean. And women say, well, that's just a part. That's how he made us that way. Yes, he did. But that was the law. Man. That was the law and whatnot. You was considered unclean for them 7 days or however long it was while you was on your menstrual cycle. That's just how it was. Can you imagine that? And all of that type of stuff. So and whatnot. But we are under grace and thank God. But it says that we are saved by grace through faith because you believe that Jesus is the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Is the Son of God in the mighty name of Jesus. And he is the Savior. And he died for your sins. Amen. It says by grace you are saved, not by nothing that I did, not by nothing that what you did. You're not saved because of that. If you're giving your life to Christ, it's because of God's grace. Hallelujah. And thank God. You talking about favor because you know why? Everybody's not going to be saved. Everybody's not going to make it in. Yeah, it sounds good. Every time somebody dies, we want to put them up into heaven. Can we be real? Amen. Can we be real on tonight? Everybody that dies, we want to put them, oh, they're looking down on us and all that type of stuff. Well, we know blah, blah, blah. And people pointing up to the sky and all of that, knowing that they didn't live a holy lifestyle. But you can't tell somebody that their loved one didn't make it in because now that'll start a fight. So, you know, you just got to hold your peace because you know the lifestyle that they had and whatnot. And it wasn't a godly lifestyle. I mean, come on now. Don't tell me how you know, because the word says so. The word says so, but I'll leave it alone. I ain't gonna bother that because people are sensitive about their loved ones and whatnot. So you better not tell somebody, you know, they didn't make it in or whatnot like that, you know, and all of that. But for the most part, everybody's not gonna make it in. I say this once and I said it 1,000 times. The word tells you about that road of destruction and that road about the straight and narrow. It says, stay on the straight gate. It said, few is on that road, but many is on that wide road of destruction. What do you think destruction is? And whatnot. They ain't talking about, death, hell, lake of fire. They say many is on that road, but few is on the straight and narrow. Remember, you always said, stay on the straight and narrow. Now, like I said before, I never knew what that was until I got says, oh, that's what the older folks always say, stay on the straight and narrow. Because that's what they're talking about, the straight gate. Stay on the straight and narrow because everybody's not going to make it in. It's a hard pill to swallow, but that's just the truth. I didn't say it. The word says so. That's what they mean by the wide road of destruction, and many is going to be on that road. You can look at it on your jobs. If you holy and living like you're supposed to, all you got to do is look at your surroundings, look at all the people, look at their actions, look what they do. Ain't there but a few holy people around, men, women, whatever the case may be. Hallelujah, God. Everybody's not saved. Every people can care less about Jesus Christ by the way that they act, and that's the thing. And yet, God, still yet, shows them mercy every morning when they wake up. Don't the word say that? In what Lamentations in the 3rd chapter, the 23rd verse in Lamentations, it says there's new mercies every morning. Hallelujah, God. I thank God for new mercies. Amen. I'm not here by the same old mercies from yesterday. It's new mercies every day. Hallelujah. It's by his grace, his mercy. Amen. Sinful men and women, it can be fornicators, it can be homosexuals, whatever. God hates sin. That's it. Not the sinner, the individual, but he hates the act. You know, when you get to the point where you love what God loves and hate what God hates, then you're on the right track right there. I hate what God hates and I love what God loves. And that's just it. You do that and you'll be fine. Notice that, yeah, God hates sin, but he don't hate the individual. We got to stop that foolishness with all this holding grudges and all this type of garbage. Grace and mercy. Hallelujah, God. I just told you, blessed are the merciful. That's the word. You want to obtain mercy? Then be merciful. And for you saved folks out there, it ain't nothing that you've done. It was by God's grace. Because remember, he said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. And talk about, see, about that grace. The thing, another thing about grace, to understand what grace is. Take your phone bill, for instance. I mean, or just any bill, for that matter. You may have a certain bill that's due on the first of the month. Every month is due on the first. But you have until the seventh of the month to pay it. That's not a mercy period. That's a, y'all know what it is. Thank God for grace periods. Hallelujah, God. Because if it weren't for grace periods, I would have been had everything cut off or doggone repossessed if it had not been for grace periods. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Amen. That's right, Pastor. You should have mercy. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Because he had mercy and so should you. See that? That's what I be talking about. See them grace periods. Thank God for grace. You know, back when I was with Verizon, if the due date is on the 10th, amen, for that phone to be built, you know, after the 10th, you can still talk on the phone. You might can't dial out, but you can receive phone calls. That's how it used to be and whatnot. Until a certain time, you still might have up to a week or two to talk on the phone with Verizon before they cut you off, before you pay the bill, amen. But I'm with the Metro, baby, Metro T-Mobile. My bill is due on the 12th of every month. And the whole day on the 12th, you can talk. But that next morning on the 13th, you cut slam off. They don't care. Ain't no grace with them. The next day, if you did pay it on the 12th, that's it. You done. Ain't no grace period. So every company is different. But for the most part, thank God for grace. Amen. Thank God for grace. Thank God for companies out there giving grace periods because they know you might not be able to have it on that due date. So they give you a little time. And depending on what it is, then after that, then it's a late fee and all of that type of stuff. Then they go, Pastor, mess with me now about T-Mobile. Everybody be messing with me about my phone and whatnot. But that's just how they do. T-Mobile will cut you slam off if you don't pay your bill on that due date, at least the next day. So I can talk all day on the 12th, but the 13th, that's it. If I ain't made no payment online or in person. Amen. And if I got to make it in person, I got to wait to 10 o'clock the next morning before I can do something if I don't pay it online. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for grace. What if everybody did have no grace period? How many cars would be out here on the road? All the cars would be snatched up. Amen. Because I know you don't pay it on the first or whatever day it may be on the 15th every month. Amen. You have to wait till you get paid next week to pay it off or to pay it. And what, that's just how it is. That's a grace period. They're having grace. Hallelujah. God, see, that's favor they're giving you a little bit here. We're going to give you a little more time to pay this thing. Before we start charging all these late fees and all that. Cause I asked somebody, okay, do what? There's a grace period. Yeah, we got a 5-day grace period or whatnot. We got that or whatnot. Oh, Pastor telling me I need T-Mobile and whatnot. I might switch. There goes another mighty woman of God. Boy, these ladies is on it. I ain't seen another dude on here yet except Scriven and Price. Amen. There go, Bishop Kills tuning in from Washington, D.C. God bless you, mighty woman of God. Amen. 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 Thank God for you ladies. Amen. You guys are awesome. Amen. I love each and every last one of you. Amen. Grace, 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 mercy. Where would you be? There goes my team. There you go. There you go, man. Thank you for coming in. There you go, Brother Williams. Amen. My classmate, like I said, his only fault, he's a Steeler fan, but he's a good brother. He's a good dude. Amen. Thank you for tuning in, Mr. Williams. Amen. Psalm 23:6. Some of you Bible thumpers out there, you holy rollers, y'all know where I'm about to go with this on the end of Psalm 23 when it says, goodness and mercy have followed me all the days of my life. I should dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It said, goodness and mercy have followed me all the days of my life. Mercy. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name. When you travel, you say traveling mercy. We thank you, God, for traveling mercy. Amen. All right, Pastor. Amen. Traveling mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't start none, won't be none. Amen. Traveling mercy. When you go, don't take traveling for granted, whether you're in your car, whether it's by train, whether it's by air. always give grace, always give thanks for God, to God for traveling mercy, and ask God to get you from point A to point B. Amen. Never take nothing for granted. They were just saying, it was somewhere, it was just made the news yesterday about some Asian airline. The turbulence was so bad that like 30 people got hurt, and I believe somebody lost their life. I've been on some turbulence before, but I ain't never had turbulence that bad. And they were showing different news clips of different over the years about severe turbulence. I'm like, my goodness, I ain't never seen turbulence like that. But nevertheless, the plane didn't crash, but it was severe turbulence though and whatnot. But nevertheless, always pray before you go on a trip. You can every day. First of all, you should be waking up every day. When you wake up, you give thanks to God for seeing another day, period. That's what you do. You give thanks to God. Now, do we always do that? See, there goes that favor again. There goes that grace period that God gives us. Amen. Do you always bless your food before you eat? There goes that grace period. Amen. Let me tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you the good and the bad. The good, that Monday through Friday, me and Sister Radden pray every day before I head out the door. I wake up before she do. She still be in the bed and whatnot. I be right before I go out for work. You know, we'll hold hands and we'll pray about whatever the case may be. We'll just go ahead and pray every day about our church and about the saints in the church and this nation and things that's going on for the sick. Amen. We pray over our children and grandchildren. And my last but not least, I always pray for me and her, that God will continue to bless us and keep us in good health and favor and all kind of different things of that nature, and that we bless God at all times. I pray every day with my wife, Monday through Friday. Uh-oh, what about Saturday and Sunday? Now, there's the issue. Now, Saturday mornings, I might wake up and might go get some breakfast or cook breakfast and whatnot. My wife still sleep over there. I'm hungry. I wake up hungry, so I'll be ready to cook. I can't wait on her because I'll starve by the time when she get up. So I wake up hungry. So I'm up in and I'm cooking and all that type of stuff. But see, normally during the work week, we get together and we pray. Now I get up and I'm cooking and all of that type of stuff. And I might wake up and bring her breakfast in bed because that's the type of guy that I am. I give my wife breakfast in bed all the time. She still be asleep sometime. I wake up and there goes her bacon and her eggs and stuff like that. You know, I wish I could get breakfast in bed. It really would be nice. But I do that for and whatnot. And we might start eating and then start watching TV or whatnot right there. And notice there ain't no prayers been there. I mean, that's just how it is. You know, Sunday mornings, I might still yet get up and pray. I whatnot. I might go in the living room. I might once again start cooking breakfast or whatever the case may be. But Monday through Friday, we be on it. So that's the one thing we got to pick up is on the weekend, my wife and I to pray. Now, see, she hear all of this. Now, I know she going to be bugging me now on Saturday morning. I mean, come on, let's pray. You done told everybody now and whatnot. But see, it's just something. See, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes just like everybody else. I've always said, you know, if you go praying and use my name, then prepare for nothing to happen because I can't do nothing for you. You don't pray in my name. You pray in Jesus' name if you need something to get done. Amen, mighty woman of God. Minister Coleman tuning in. God bless you. Another Newberry member. Bless your holy name, God. Sometimes we not pray till late on in the day or whatnot like that instead of early in the morning. But you got to get them prayers in 7 days a week. That's what I'm talking about, is God's grace, his mercy, because we don't always do what we're supposed to do. That's just the bottom line. That comes from bishops, elders, apostles, prophets, preachers, all of that type of stuff. We're not perfect. We don't walk on water. We don't do things that we're supposed to do all the time. But we do ask for forgiveness. God, forgive me. Because what did I say? Thank God that God is not like man. What if God was a petty God? Hallelujah, God. We don't deserve what we get. Hallelujah, God. Now, because if God was like that, God can, A, B, you didn't do A, B, C, and D. But God is not like that. Mercy, grace, and thank God for it. We got to follow that. Hallelujah, God. We got this by God's grace. Amen. That's why when we do go on that long trip and we make it and all of that, it's by God's grace that we are here. Hallelujah, God. Every day when I get off, for the most part, at 3:30, once I clock out, I'm getting out and I'm walking to my car up there. I say, thank you, Jesus, for another safe day. I'm talking about at least at work, because a lot of people go to work, sadly, and don't come back home. That's just the reality of it. Sadly, things happen. You know, everybody's fine at the house and home and whatnot, but as soon as you go off to work, you got to pray before you go on these jobs, especially if you're out there like I am. I'm out there. I'm traveling on the highways. I'm doing things. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name. You can even work in an office building. But the point is, it can be a disgruntled employee that then got fired and he or she mad. Now they want to start shooting. That happens. Sadly, it happens. Amen. Children can go to school. That you got to pray for them children in school, because we all know what happens sometimes with students that's been picked on and bullied and all of that type of stuff. Amen. We got to pray. Amen. We need mercy. We need grace. We need God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We are only here because of God's grace. God can end this world today if he want to. Hallelujah, God. But it's, you know, the Bible, it's a few things that got to take place for that to happen, though, according to the word of God. You know, and all of that type of stuff. The Antichrist and all of that type of, I know Trump is, you know, Antichrist, you know, and all of that type of stuff. You know, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that still yet got to happen. You know, but we closing in. These are the last days. Let's get it right. Let's repent. Amen. Let's forgive. Let's have some mercy. Let's show some people some grace. Give people a little latitude. If somebody owe you some money and this and that, you owe some people money too, for the most part. Amen. So don't be jumping on everybody that owe you. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for grace. Because where would you be if it had not been for the Lord? I know where I would be. I would be divorced. I could possibly be dead. I know I could be in jail, or I could be sick. It's a few things that I could be. Amen. If it had not been for God's grace. Amen. That's why I thank God. That's why I live holy, through the help of the Holy Ghost, that I do the best that I can living holy. Amen. Letting the Holy Spirit dwell. The Holy Spirit dwells on the inside, leads me and guide me, because I know I can be dead. I know I can be in jail. I know I can be sick. Hallelujah, God. I know I can be divorced from my wife. Amen. And we're about to hit 25 years in August. August the 21st. Hallelujah, God. We got married in 1999. I guarantee you, it probably wouldn't go last a little past 2004 if it was the way we was going, at the rate we was going. Thank God I gave my life to Christ in 2003. You hear me? And just put my hand on the plow and kept going. Amen. God bless God. Because some people get saved and just, you know, it's just word of mouth. Because God says that you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. See, you got, God knows your heart. He knows it. They're like, God knows my heart. Just don't be using that for an excuse about not forgiving and all of that type of stuff. But yeah, he knows your heart, because he the one who put it in there. God knows your heart. Yes, he does. He knows whether you lying. He knows whether you, whatever the case may be. It ain't about Santa Claus, when he knows when you sleeping, whether you've been good or bad. God knows all of that. God knows. So, you know, he knows if you say that you love God, he knows whether you mean it or not. And your lifestyle will show whether you love God or not. That's just all it is to it. God bless you, Brother Fuller. Amen. God bless you for tuning in. Boy, Newberry coming in strong. Hallelujah, God. There's more people from Newberry on here than in Restoration. That, we can't have that. We got to have a meeting. Amen. God bless you. Amen. 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 Look here. Continue to give God praise. Continue to worship. Continue to bless God. Continue to live holy. Because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. You got to bless God at all times. He's worthy. This thing is serious. People are dying every day. Every day people are dying. And the sad part is, people are dying who don't know Jesus. Who don't know him. In other words, they haven't given their life to him. You got to forgive. You got to have mercy. Because God has shown you mercy. That's why God said, how can I forgive you if you don't forgive them? And I'm saying, you got to forgive. That's just all it is to it. I know that me and sis be going. I know, like she said about the man that took her nephew. I know that's a struggle. I ain't saying I got that. You got to continue to praise God. Pray to God to help you overcome that hurdle to forgive. Yes, if somebody took a loved one from you that was very close to you or whatever. Yeah, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt. I tell you, down there in Charleston, when Dylan Roof, when he did that. You know, every now and then they might have a special come up talking to the survivors, to the family members and whatnot that have lost loved ones in that shooting. And there's one man in there, he says, still yet, he ain't forgiving him because he took his sister. I'm like, wow, man, that's been like 6 or 7 years at that point. I said, man, could that happen, what, in 2015? It was a while ago, I think, when the documentary, some of that came out. But he still say he couldn't forgive him. I'm like, wow, God, ha. I'm not in his shoes. You know, I've lost my brother to cancer. I mean, I can't forgive cancer. Cancer is not a person and whatnot like that. You know, I just pray that that brother will find it in his heart And he's supposed to, they was in view, he was sitting in a church. You can look in the background and see the pews in the background. So they was in a church when they were talking. He might be a member of Mother Emanuel. I'm not sure. But nevertheless, I pray that he does find some forgiveness in his heart. I said, I don't know how close he was to his sister. I can't imagine. Now, yes, I've lost a sibling, but not that way. That's rough. I'm not going to sit here and beat the man across the head with the Bible, but he needs to find it in his heart before God, before he, you know, before it's time for him to go home. Amen. That's why this thing is very, very serious about forgiveness. It's very serious with that. And, you know, I can't, well, I understand where you come. No, I mean, brother, we are men and women of God. Look what they did to our Lord and Savior. Look what they did to Jesus. My goodness, the stuff he had to go through. And that's why he chose you. Everybody can't do it. He chose you because he know that you can do it. You can forgive. When it's so hard to forgive, he knows you can do it. Because a lot of people just can't. No matter what. You steal a nickel out of their pocket, they'll hold that grudge until the day they die and whatnot. And that's why many of them, that's why they won't make it in, a lot of them. You got to find a way. There you go, sis. I hear you. Just keep working on it. Just keep working on it, sis. And you'll get there. Just keep praying. Just keep asking God to help you with that. And one day, I guarantee you will feel a whole lot better. You'll feel a whole lot better. Because a lot of times dealing with forgiveness, that person has went on with their life. And that's you holding that grudge and all of that type of stuff. Now, whether the person is caught or doing time in jail or whatever the case may be and whatnot. But still, people, I'm asking for forgiveness because God has forgiven you. I'm getting ready to end. I pray that this message has reached somebody on tonight about God's grace and mercy, to be merciful, to be gracious, to give thanks. Hallelujah, God. I would go say something else too about it, but there you go, Brother Robinson. God bless you. Both the Robinson brothers is tuning in. Amen. God bless them. Amen. At an organ player and praise and worship leader. God bless you. As I was saying about that, you got to have it. You got to have that grace and that mercy. There's just no way around it. There's no way around it. Ask God for forgiveness. Ask God to help you in the areas that you've fallen short in when it comes to that. Because this thing is just that serious. Amen. It's just that serious. Amen. We can't be holding grudges. We can't do that. Amen. That's right. We can't be holding grudges. We can't. You got to forgive people. God has forgiven you. All the mistakes you done made. I'm not talking just to Sister Goldman. Everybody. Myself. Everybody. God has forgiven you. Who are you not to forgive somebody? Basically, when you look at it like, wow, that's something to think about. Like I said, we're getting ready to go, and I pray that this message has gotten to somebody. Amen. And we'll go ahead and pray that God will help you where you've fallen short. I pray that that God has used me on tonight to reach you, because God is an awesome God, a merciful God. As we get ready to close, mercy and grace and forgiveness. As I was saying, I was about to talk about giving thanks, you know, about like the food that we ate. What's that in Timothy about, you know, you can't eat pork and all of that. You know, you got a certain group that don't want to eat pork and all that. But God is saying, and there go Brother Craig Sims. Amen. 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 God bless you, mighty man of God. The brother down there in Georgia, I played baseball with his brother Wendell. Amen. And Greg be doing Bible study. Amen. Good to see you again, Greg. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Yeah, I'm bringing it up. I don't know. I haven't heard from Wendell. I haven't seen him in years. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if you can hit me up on Messenger on Facebook and let me know what's going on with Wendell. Man, you talk about since the 80s, since I probably seen Wendell. Amen. We played baseball and stuff together back in the day. but we're going to go ahead and pray for that God will help you with your shortcomings and whatnot. So we're going to go ahead and go into a word of prayer. And once again, I thank each and every last one of you for tuning in on today. Amen. On this evening. God bless you. Bishop Kills tuning all the way in from Washington, D.C. God bless you. Mighty woman of God. Amen. And Brother Craig Sims, tuning in from Georgia. Amen. I'll be seeing his Bible study. An awesome man of God. Amen. Who knew we would be right here from where we were back in the 80s, man. God bless you, man. Thank you for tuning in. I love you, brother. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for this Bible study on tonight. Father God, I thank you for everybody that tuned in. Continue to bless them and use them, Heavenly Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, that somebody can catch this tomorrow as they're strolling through social media, and they'll take time out to listen to this tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, whenever the case may be, and it can help somebody, Heavenly Father, Lord. Where would we be if it had not been for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, God? I pray that everybody on this line will have forgiveness in their heart. They will show mercy. They will show grace. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, Lord. Help us in the areas that we're short, Lord. Praying, Father God, Lord, that we have forgiveness in our heart. We forgive those that have not forgiven us or have done us any type of harm to us or our family. Amen. And we forgive them in Jesus' name, because your word says you cannot forgive us if we cannot forgive them, in Jesus' holy name, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace that you have given us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because where would we be if it had not been for that, Heavenly Father, Lord? Bless your holy name, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Help us to get better, order our steps, continue to use us, Heavenly Father. And I pray, Lord, that we will continue to bless your name and give you praise, honor, and glory, because you are worthy to be praised, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. God bless each and every last one of you. Hey, baby. Hey, my queen just came in from work. Amen. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen. For tuning in on today. And once again, ask God to help you with them vices, them shortcomings. Amen. And we are at Restoration Community Outreach Ministries in Columbia, South Carolina, at 2208 East Boundary Drive, right around the corner from Richland Northeast High School. So we're in that area, just to give you an idea where we at. Amen. You can catch us off of Percival Road. You just put it in your GPS and it'll take you right there. 2208 East Boundary Road. Amen. If you want to send something to our ministry at $RCOM, R-C-O-M, that's Restoration Community Outreach Ministries, $19.99, $RCOM, $19.99, under the leadership of the mighty woman of God, Pastor Tonetta Robinson, and the bishop, the overseer, Bishop John Willie Robinson Jr. Amen. And also we have an awesome minister, my favorite minister, Joshua. Amen. A bad organ player. Amen. He's the baddest organ player this side of the Mississippi. Amen. He can preach that word. He can teach that word. Amen. Bless him. Amen. Been knowing him since he was a teenager in high school. Amen. He has come a mighty long way. Amen. God bless him and his wife, Deaconess Erica Robinson. Amen. We have mighty good teachers in there. Bless Newberry at Faith Deliverance Outreach Ministries at 2615 or 2616 John Stone Street. For all you in Newberry, you know, y'all know where that is. Newberry ain't but so big. Y'all know what John Stone is or whatnot, because I ain't never heard of John Stone until I went up there, started going up there. But at any rate, their service is at 2 o'clock. Amen. Under the leadership of Bishop Robinson. Amen. And two mighty, mighty powerful teachers, Pastor T and Minister T and Minister C. Shannon and Taronda Coleman. Amen. The Coleman's mighty man and woman of God. Amen. Bless them. Amen. Bless Faith Deliverance Outreach. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen. If you're seeing this message, please go to church on Sundays. Let's praise him. Put on your shouting shoes. Let's give him praise and honor and glory, because he's worthy to be praised, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Brother Starks, for tuning in, even though we're about to go. But God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. Bless your name. Thank you, Sister Mayors. 2615 John Stone. I say y'all good country folk in Newberry. Y'all know what John Stone is. 2615 John Stone Street in Newberry, South Carolina. God bless each and every one. Last one of you. If you need prayer, hit me up on Messenger, on Facebook or whatnot. But call me if you got me. Now we can pray about it. We can give it to God and let God fix it, because nothing is too hard for God. Amen. God bless you. Pray for me and I pray for you. I love you, but God loves you more. God bless.